Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
I have a little daughter who's one, and we already started getting the Barbie stuff.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good... I mean, every girl has had her Barbie. Jen, I'm sure you had a couple Barbies. You ripped the heads off, though.
I cut their hair off.
And Kelly, do you have Barbies at your house?
We do have a few left over. I didn't really ever get into the Barbies too much.
Yeah. They have the real Barbie coming out now. It's the more... What are they calling it?
They call it normal Barbie or
normal
something.
Normal Barbie.
With pimples and cellulite
and
all this
stuff.
That's
what I want. Yeah. I want a doll covered in pimples. That sounds like fun.
And
a
little sticky.
Cellulite and scars.
So like back knee Barbie?
Get real Barbie.
Just get real Barbie. But Barbie also has
is
a bunch of...
Is it sanctioned by Barbie or is this somebody?
Yeah, it's the Barbie.
It's the real Barbie, yeah. And she's a little thicker than the normal Barbie.
But Barbie also has books out. And there's a book that's causing some commotion... And it's being pulled from Amazon. It's I Can Be a Computer Engineer. It's a Barbie.
Yeah, Barbie has a whole series of DVDs and books that go with them. Emma Kelly does love those.
And it sounds like, oh, that's great. Barbie can be a computer engineer.
If she can.
Empower women. Yeah. Get them in there and programming computers.
So whatever theme Barbie you buy, you can get a book or...
Right.
Yeah, normally, usually around the holidays, they'll do like a Fairy Princess Barbie, and there's a whole DVD with it. And then Barbie and All of Her Friends dolls, you can buy those at the store. It's a racket, Jenna.
So this
it's a
book
money-making racket.
So this book came out in 2010. So why is it now being talked about? So
somebody finally read it?
Yeah, an author and screenwriter, Pamela Ribbon. She posted an article about this book on her personal blog about because she stumbled on this book at a friend's house. This little girl said, "Hey, you got to read this book about Barbie becoming a computer engineer." She's like, "Yeah, sure, why not? I'll read it." And some of the things on this thing, like. At breakfast one morning, Barbie is already hard at work on her laptop. Good. What are you doing, Barbie? Asked Skipper. That's Barbie's sister.
Yeah.
I'm designing a game that shows kids how computers work. You can make a robot puppy do cute tricks by matching up colored blocks. So she's creating an app.
I love it.
So far, so good. So she's saying, oh, this is a great book for little girls to read.
Yeah.
Then it goes on. Your robot puppy is so sweet, says Skipper. Can I play your game? And then this is where it takes a nasty turn.
How could it take a nasty turn?
Because, Kelly,
it's Barbie.
For some reason, it just does, and it angered women everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Barbie says,
getting ready to be angry.
Barbie says, I'm only creating the design ideas. Barbie says, laughing, I'll need Steven and Brian's help to turn it into a real game.
Oh, okay. These are
basically saying you need a man's help to finish any project. That's what got Paula upset.
These are the steps.
Maybe she read Matthew Hussey's book, Get the Guy.
Yeah.
And the way to get the guy is to ask for help.
There you go. Good
Hello.
Spin. Good spin,
and then she tries to email the project to one of the guys, and her computer somehow catches a virus. So she borrows her sister's computer, gives her sister's computer a virus, and her sister's doing a project where she's writing about a person she admires.
There has to be conflict, JC, in any good novel. There has to be conflict and resolution.
But, Kelly, if Barbie is a computer programmer, she should be pretty well-versed in the computer world, not be spreading viruses.
She's also a computer programmer who wants to find love.
Then Barbie ends up at school, so she's actually not even a computer engineer. She's going to school. And she's doing projects.
Well, she's in school to be an engineer.
Brian and the other dude end up having to fix her computer for her.
Yeah, so one of them asked her out for a date.
Just like Kelly, because Kelly always is asking Nick or one of the other guys to help her with the computer.
I never go ask Jenna because I read Get the Guy.
Yeah, every day Kelly's like, I need help with my cloud. And I'm like, Kelly, I got you. And she's like, no.
No, not from you.
Yeah.
Anybody but Jenna.
They all say.
And Barbie doesn't know the first thing about viruses, so the teacher has to explain to her. Granted, the teacher is a female as well, so that's good.
Oh.
So that's good.
Uh-huh.
Miss Smith is teaching the class.
So what's the issue? Some feminist is mad that Barbie
can't do it all.
It's just, if she's going to be doing a project, why does the guy have to finish it? That's her point. The teacher helped her. But
we don't need to emasculate men to make ourselves more powerful.
So
we don't need to emasculate men to make ourselves more powerful. Let me say that one more time.
Say it one more time.
We as women do not need to emasculate the men around us to make ourselves more powerful.
Okay.
Right. Amen.
Well, the problem is, too, at the end, when they fix everything, Barbie takes credit for everything.
Yeah.
She says, I created
She's
this.
She's a smart woman.
Even though it was,
what woman hadn't done that before in her life?
She takes credit for fixing Skipper's computer. And then when you finally see Skipper's little project, it says, Barbie is a great computer engineer.
There you go. All the ends well. Ever. I don't get the problem.
I don't get the problem.
I'm tired of feminists.
Make problems.
I'm a man.
Just create problems.
Mattel came out with a statement and said the book was published in 2010. Since that time, we have reworked our Barbie books. The portrayal of Barbie in this specific story doesn't reflect the brand's vision of what Barbie stands for. We believe girls should be empowered to understand that anything is possible and believe they live in a world without limits. We apologize that this book didn't reflect that belief.
I can't believe they cave.
All Barbie titles moving forward will be written to inspire girls' imaginations and portray an empowered Barbie character.
They have her as a software engineer. She's still driving a little convertible Corvette or whatever it is and go to another book.
And everybody makes mistakes. It also teaches you how to for teamwork.
Yeah.
Like, you know, take the sex out of it.
Does Barbie, are there any Barbies in a pantsuit?
Barbie's wearing a pantsuit. This one's like a sexy pantsuit, though.
Yeah,
it's all tight.
It's still Barbie.
What is going on in this world? I feel like I had, like, streetwalking Barbie, but I didn't know the difference.
Yeah, you ripped her head off anyway.
Her skirts are a little short.
Yeah. People just want to be upset about stuff, Kelly. They just want to be upset about stuff.
Yeah, I saw the new Barbie, and she has acne on her forehead, which, normal people do have acne. Then she has, like, a weird appendicitis scar.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She has a scar.
Yeah,
C-section scar.
She has Barbie.
Wardrobe they gave her was, like...
Well,
Yeah.
That Barbie needs some Spanx.
It's just like you're trying a little too hard
That's
on that
silly.
Side.
Right.
You know?
It's silly.
It is.
So you're not upset that Barbie has to...
No. Well, I'm a man, so, you know, it's not
I was upset that Ken wasn't anatomically correct. That's what always troubled me when I was young.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm like, I wanted Ken, but like, what's up,
No, my
Ken?
Thing was always, and I said it before yesterday or something, is when the children's books make good things bad, like broccoli or fruit and vegetables, they make them evil, and that's what makes me mad. Mm-hmm. I don't care if Barbie went and asked a guy to help her fix her computer. Who cares? My kid won't touch vegetables because some stupid fairy tale book said they're poison. That's what makes me mad. You want to tackle the obesity problem? Go black out all those pages in the children's books and rewrite those.
Oh, it's the books and the TV shows, too.
Kids are so easily influenced by stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And just for the record, sometimes I have a problem on my computer, and I do go back and ask Amanda or Amy, whatever her name is, back there in the back.
Whatever.
I do, because she's back there working on computers and stuff, and I ask her all the time, can you make my font change or make my letters bigger? And she helps
whatever
me out.
Her name is, Al.
She helps me out all the time.
Oh, we have an actual engineer on the phone. Hello, Shannon.
Hi.
What do you think about this Barbie book?
Yeah, I'm kind of offended by what they said. So I'm a computer engineer, and another, I guess, form of discrimination against women in the field is that they can only design and they can't code. And that we're only good for...
them.
Our creative thinking, but when it comes to the coding part, leave it to the men.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I think Al thinks you said something dirty.
And that's what this Al doesn't understand what she's saying,
That women are they're designers and the men get called coders. That's what happens in this book. That's
so after Barbie basically messed everything up and she was supposed to be the hero in this thing, this is how the book ends. At computer class, Barbie presents the game she designed. Miss Smith is so impressed, she gives Barbie extra credit. Mm-hmm. Even though the...
Yeah.
She designed it.
And then Barbie's
but
terrific.
She did design it.
Barbie's terrific skills have saved the day for both sisters. I guess I can be a computer engineer, says Barbie happily.
Do anything you want, Barbie.
You
she should have coded it like Shannon is
maybe
saying.
Maybe Barbie didn't know how to code.
She's an engineer. It says Barbie. I can be a computer engineer.
Maybe she just has the brilliant ideas.
Couldn't she be on the guy's side? So the guy screwed it up and she would come in and
say she wasn't.
This Barbie is a blogger and she does a great job.
This Barbie is a blogger. Right. Sorry, Shannon, that this Barbie book offended you.
It's okay. Thank you.
All right.
She ain't even read no Barbie book.
She
read
that
on some online article.
Rise to the top.
You can't accomplish it all.
Rise to the top.
You can't accomplish it all.
There you go.
Rise to the top.
Cecilia, how do you feel about Barbie?
Hi.
Screwing this up.
I actually one of my bosses last week, she was at Target and she walked by the toy aisle and she actually found an entrepreneur Barbie on sale, so she bought it. And the next morning she came into the office and she was super excited because we're actually work at a startup company. So she went nuts about it and showed everyone that there was actually a Barbie that it was, like it said, entrepreneurial Barbie.
See?
And she had a little briefcase and everything.
Yeah. Just don't write a book about it.
Buzz.
That'll mess it up.
Oh.
Yeah. Just keep it to the dogs. Thank you, Cecilia.
I just want to share that.
Yeah. Entrepreneur Barbie out there.
I know that's the hardest word to say, entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur Barbie.
But entrepreneurial Barbie had to go to the bank to get a loan to get her business off the ground.
Yeah.
And the loan officer.
No, it'd be, the book would say she got a sugar daddy and got the money.
Did you guys say
nobody can win?
When you say that, look at the new one. It's Gold Digger Barbie. She comes with this really old man in a wheelchair.
You know what? A girl can dream.
Yeah, right?
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Democratic Morning Show. Alex from Target Watch 2014.
Yeah, we are your source for Alex from Target News. We've been talking about it for the last few weeks.
You just missed your own sounder, Alex.
Yeah.
Can you hear it again?
Oh,
we had special production value.
You've heard it
before?
You
didn't have headphones in, Alex? Yeah. Listen.
He didn't have headphones on.
We had this produced for you, sir.
Alex from Target Watch 2014.
We had that roughly. We had that the next day. We've had that since you blew up, good sir.
Are you disturbed by all of this attention?
I'm not really disturbed by it. It's pretty interesting, actually.
Well, do people just call you Alex from Target now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to legally change your last name to From Target?
You should.
I mean, I might as well.
You should.
Well, let's get to know Alex if you, for some reason, don't know who Alex from Target is. Here's a little montage.
24 hours ago, no one knew who Alex from Target was or is.
It's the question on everyone's mind. Who is Alex from Target?
Alex from Target saved my life today.
Imagine Alex from Target pinning you up against a wall and whispering in your ear, "That'll be
$375." That's cute.
That still didn't really say who Alex from Target is.
Alex from Target, you were just going to work at Target one day after church.
Man, your own business.
You're a little tired.
Yeah. You're a good church-going boy. I knew I liked you, Alex.
He was scanning some stuff for a young lady who happened to think he was hot. She snapped a picture because her friend had told her about him. And she posted that up on Twitter. Let it go for a while.
Boom.
Then some chick from England found that picture and retweeted it with the tag, "Yo." And thus, Alex from Target, the hashtag was born, right? Am I pretty right?
Yep.
How long have you been scanning items at Target?
I've been scanning items for like 3 months.
Okay.
Is it true they moved you back to the stock room after all of this attention?
Are you still there? You're still there,
Alex?
You're
not still working.
I haven't worked in about a week and a half because of all this.
Yeah. Do you have to, like, show up in an Escalade, go in through the back with your, like, bodyguards?
We have people, like, wait outside for me. It feels like the Secret Service.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah. Man.
You got a new black friend called Lil Something?
You have to have that now that you surpassed Justin Bieber in terms of Google searches a couple weeks back.
And Nash Greer,
right.
who's a big Vine star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was Justin Bieber, has he been like a role model of yours?
A lot of people accuse you of being part of the whole setup, and I know you were a little bit offended by that suggestion. This really had nothing, you were powerless in this whole situation, right?
Yeah. I had no clue.
Do you have a clue now?
Yep.
Okay, because what has been,
because
it's been a few weeks now that you've had this just out of the, it was basically a bomb that blew up of fame. What has been your favorite thing?
At first it was getting recognized in public.
Yeah.
That made me feel like really like
cool.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's cool that you say that because a lot of people would be like, "Oh, it's no big deal." Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they recognize me. It is cool to get recognized.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Ellen calling was not didn't suck. Right?
Oh, that was the best.
Yeah.
Meeting Ellen was really cool.
Like it was like The picture came out and then Ellen called, was it that same day?
It was the next day.
The next day.
Yeah. She like had to tweet you, though. I mean, that's how she initially got a hold of you, right?
Yeah.
And so cool.
So how was it? You get a text from Ellen, and then what? They call you, and you're on a plane?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Really, they told you not to talk to anybody. She wanted to be first, right? Because we were trying so hard to get a hold of you. You're right in her backyard.
Yeah, she wanted to be first to announce it.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people have been asking, is Target paying you at this point? But I said, why? Because they're getting so much free publicity. Have they like tried to put you in their commercial campaign for the holidays or anything like that?
Not that I know of.
Oh, yeah, you need okay. to be in the Christmas commercial. Well, what are you going to do? Because this is a really prime time for you to like spin this attention into a career
clothing
of
line,
so,
talk what, show.
What do you, I mean, what, yeah, what do you plan to do with all of this?
We're not really planning anything right now. We're just kind of like winging it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Waiting for the dust to settle a little
bit. Before you got famous, what's your favorite thing in school? Like, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a psychologist because my mom was a psychologist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Well, you look like you're dressed for like, you play soccer?
Oh, yeah.
So you're on the soccer squad.
Doesn't every teenage boy dress like
you
play soccer?
If I was younger.
No, it's a certain look. He's got it. It's the pants. So you could potentially have thousands. You could sell out your soccer matches.
Yeah.
How does your girl?
Just because of his fame?
You know?
I want to know how your girlfriend feels.
See, my prediction was this relationship isn't going to stand the scrutiny. Because listen, Alex, I'm not trying to be mean. I don't know y'all.
Yeah.
But I'm saying suddenly she's getting death threats. Ridiculous. Just
death
because
threats.
You happen to be dating Alex from Target, people are telling you to kill yourself. You're getting death threats. I didn't think your relationship, because you're both young and all of a sudden attention would be able to last. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing really good. She sees it as like a huge opportunity for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And here's the thing. How long have you guys been dating when this whole thing blew up?
We were dating a couple weeks before it.
Oh, so two weeks in.
Yeah.
It's like testing your relationship. Yeah.
Your brand new boyfriend turns into an international icon.
Has the nastiness stopped? Is it all turned positive now that things have calmed down a little bit?
Yeah, most of it's turned positive.
That's cool. Good.
That's cool.
That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to go at the bullies, right? You're trying to get rid of all the bullying going on the internet after you experienced what you experienced.
It's a great platform for you. And you're working with the Shots guy. Who is this? Is it Shot or Shots guy?
What's Shots.
What's the deal there?
John Shahidi.
Mm-hmm.
He's helping me out with all this, just like try to keep it going.
But what is Shots?
Shots is it's an app. It's kind of, it's basically,
selfie app, right?
Yeah, it's a selfie app, but you can't post comments. So there's no, like, haters.
Okay, mm-hmm. So no cyberbullying. It's just pictures. Yeah. That's a good idea,
selfie
actually.
Without the haters?
And so how can you work with him? He's just going to help you with your brand. He's going to help you try to figure out what you want to do with this power.
Yeah, that's basically, we just want to see what we can do positively out of it.
What's the most outrageous request you've gotten? Like some Arabian sheik wants to fly you over to entertain his daughter at her sweet 16. What?
This guy from South America wanted to fly me out.
To do what?
I don't know.
Just to be there. Just an appearance.
Yeah.
He wants to be
how many, guess how many zeros were on that check?
I don't know.
He didn't tell you how much?
No.
Alex, I just want you to show up at my mansion.
Yeah.
I have to admit.
And I want you to scan items.
I saw a girl last night from Australia, and she was asking me who I had met. I met her whole family. She's like, oh, what famous people have you met? And I thought, I was like, oh, guess what? Alex from Target's coming in tomorrow. She goes, oh, Australia, dude. I'm like, this dude's just, he transcends celebrity. I mean, you're just, you know, how does that make you feel as a guy, as a 16-year-old kid?
To be, like, internationally known?
Yes.
Yeah. Where's the most love?
Where's the most love?
Yeah.
Definitely not Frisco.
which is where you live.
That's where
Why
Alex
is that?
Lives.
You just mean with people your own age? Do you think it's jealousy? Is
that
what
no.
you mean?
Well, not really jealousy. It's just, well, I don't know, actually.
Well, what
it's
do you just, mean?
Are you having a tough time at home in your hometown?
Not really. Just going in public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girls screaming. They want a picture.
I went to the mall and they started screaming. I had to go away.
You had to go away?
You literally ran away?
I had to go through the tunnels in the mall to get back to the car.
Ooh, there's secret tunnels in the mall for celebrities.
Al and I went through it when we pretended we had a celebrity with us.
Yeah. We kicked out of the Galleria.
Well, are you going to be okay? Like, what if it just all goes away?
If it all goes away?
Yeah.
Then at least we tried.
Hey, it was a cool ride, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else have you gotten to do? I know you've done a lot of those CNN shows and Ellen. What else cool have you gotten to do?
Got to do, CNBC, Ellen, and I got to meet Billy the Kid on 106.
Oh, cool.
That's
pretty cool.
And that's the thing. You've kept it pretty chill with the appearances on TV. Because I'm sure everybody came at you.
Mm-hmm.
And you only did Ellen. You did that CNBC thing, and boom.
Yeah.
What, are
that
you gonna...
guy in South America, have you said no to anybody?
We said no to a few people.
Yeah. What? Like who? What did they ask you to do that was wrong? I want to know some dirt from Alex from Target.
We just said no to some interviews, try to say like level-headed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be overwhelmed.
Well, this is the thing though. When you're a celebrity now and you start meeting other celebrities, you have to have a conversation with your girlfriend about free passes. So what female celebrity?
He's 16. What does a free pass mean to a 16-year-old?
He can have a celebrity girl crush. I don't know who
hold hands.
Maybe it's Taylor Swift. Who knows who it is? But I'm just saying.
I guarantee it's not Taylor Swift.
This conversation now that you're a celebrity, in case you meet another celebrity girl, who would your free pass be?
Who'd my free pass? I'm not going to say that because then Lindsay's my girlfriend's going to be.
Yes, you're a good boyfriend.
He's a good boy.
Oh,
have any celebrity girls hit on you, though, on Twitter?
Not that I know of.
Fine. If you could meet a female celebrity, who would it be?
Didn't Ariana Grande tweet something about Alex from Target?
I'm sure she did.
I think so.
I think really? So, yeah.
What do you think about her?
Ariana Grande?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So you still do you still do stuff like your regular stuff, like your football game this Friday or whatever? You know, are you still doing stuff like that, or is it just too crazy?
I went to the football game, and then they started chanting my name
during the game.
Yeah, they started chanting my name in the stands, and everyone started taking pictures of me. And we had to leave.
Like Rudy?
Yeah, it was like Rudy.
All right,
Alex.
Even the football
Alex.
Players.
Did you cry? Did you cry? Because everybody cries at Rudy.
No, I didn't
cry. All right, Alex, this is my question.
All right,
as an employee of Target, how much is your employee discount?
Uh-oh.
Oh, good question.
Oh, careful.
It's easy. 10%.
10%.
No.
Code.
Yeah.
See? As an employee,
that's low.
Is that on top of the 5% you get with your debit card?
Yeah.
Kelly, you're
I can't believe it. I thought it'd be like a half price or something.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting a part-time job during the holidays.
No.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking with Alex from Target.
Yes, we are.
Well, the rumors that you were approached to become an international model.
I don't know if I have.
Is your dad like fielding all the offers? Who's fielding this stuff for you?
My dad. And dad? John.
Yeah.
Because, man, if you have any sort of singing, can you sing?
No.
Can you better start?
No.
You better take a lesson.
Dude.
I kind of want to learn to play the ukulele.
Oh,
well,
chicks dig actually.
That, I guess.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
No,
you need to stay away from instruments.
Who's your favorite ukulele player?
You know that one, dude.
Tiny Tim?
No, you don't want to be Tiny Tim.
Well, that's the only male ukulele famous person I can think of.
The Christmas Carol.
Alex, do you even know who Tiny Tim is?
Okay.
Is it the Tiptoe?
Yeah, Tiptoe guy.
I saw that on YouTube.
Okay. Well, then you can dream.
Oh,
and you know what?
Dream big, Alex. Don't sell yourself short.
If a celebrity starts to fade just a little bit in your life, get you a cute puppy and get somebody else to take another picture. I mean, you need to kind of keep it going.
Puppy.
Alex with the puppy from Target.
Alex, you got to come up with your rate. You know what I mean?
Kelly's like, trying to be your manager.
I'm trying to help you out here. You know, like, so many girls are having, like, their little bat mitzvahs coming up and stuff and their little holiday parties.
Good
you got to say,
Kelly.
Alex from Target will show up at your party for an hour for X amount of dollars.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money to be made at showing up at parties.
Yeah.
I know you think I'm joking. I'm not.
Dude.
Yeah. No,
she's right.
Yeah, you don't be running through the corridors of the mall, the back tunnels.
No,
you need to make
some money.
Yeah, you need to just, yeah.
Dude, I'm going to have you sing karaoke
you know what?
At my
There's
bar.
Probably some underhanded side deals you can make, and people would pay you to show up at their store, just randomly hang out.
I would.
I'm telling you, Alex.
I would.
I got you.
Dude.
Alex, did any of your friends tell you that we were looking for you throughout the last couple of weeks?
No.
What?
They lied. Wait.
We had
one guy. We're talking
Hold on.
To buddy.
There's a guy.
I remember him.
Yeah, but he was.
What was
he's
name?
Older than you. He's 2 years older than you.
Yeah, Rhett. You know Rhett.
Rhett.
Oh, Rhett.
Yeah, I talked to Rhett.
Do you have dirt on Rhett?
What's up, with Rhett?
Everybody named Rhett.
He's been my best friend for a couple years.
Okay. So he didn't mention us to you?
Oh, he did. Yeah, okay. I think so.
He just forgot
about
us. So much going on, man. Alex from Target's got so much going.
And here's
on. He ain't got time. For
Alex is coming to our kids send off today.
Really?
See, that's exciting for our kids.
That's cool.
Have you been keeping up with the kids charity over the years?
No, I actually, I hadn't heard of it yet.
Really?
Until this year. Yeah.
You've never listened to us before a day in your life, have you?
It's too early.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a teenager, right?
That usually starts in college.
Yeah.
We'll start listening then.
Yeah.
Or maybe now.
We're big with the college kids.
Oh, yeah.
So you haven't been going to school?
I have.
Yeah. You haven't started homeschooling yet?
No, I want to.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Oh.
Which is your favorite
Careful
Kardashian?
What you wish for.
I don't really have a favorite.
Kylie? Yeah.
You know?
Kylie.
Yeah, Kylie, probably
Kendall.
Kylie.
Kendall.
And I've been told you have a charity. Your parents have a charity?
Yeah.
What is your charity?
Just Love International.
And what is that?
Yeah, I saw you were in the shirt the other day. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, it's like providing for kids that don't have parents or like can't provide for themselves.
Oh, cool. And yeah. how do we help out with that?
You just donate money and we send it to an orphanage.
So is it cool. justloveinternational.org? I mean, how do you find it to donate money?
I actually don't know.
That's something very important to know, Alex.
Yeah.
So I guess we could just Google it.
That's a whole bunch of kids that don't know what their parents do. They have no clue what their parents do.
Here's what we'll do.
I feel you, man.
We'll find out. We'll put the link up at Kid Nation.
Yeah, we're putting all the info up at KidNation.com.
Very cool thing.
Alex, any inspiration to act?
That would be really cool.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like becoming the next Ryan Gosling?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie? Yeah.
My favorite movie is Step Brothers.
Oh. Would you like to try a monologue, Alex?
I love it.
I know you know the lines.
I have a terrible memory.
What's your favorite band?
Did we just become best friends?
Wait a second.
I think so.
Do you want to go in the garage and practice karate?
He doesn't remember, JC. Don't put Alex from Target on the spot.
That's
we can't remember.
That was just me being me.
Man, if you like psychology, you got to remember stuff.
Oh, yeah. Dang. This can't be.
What's your favorite band? Yeah.
When is your girlfriend's birthday?
My girlfriend's birthday is May 11th.
Oh,
okay, that's good. And you've only been dating like a couple months. That's good to know.
You know, Alex could have said any date and we wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly. But she knows.
That's true.
She's the only one that knows. Well, Alex is going to be out at the Kids send-off, hanging out with I'm sure all the little sisters are going to be wanting a hug.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to be waiting tables at my bar pretty soon. And
he's not 16.
You can wait tables at 16.
You can work?
Yeah.
I'm going to work at your bar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the opportunity Alex from Target can't pass up.
Oh, if you want to...
Sky's the limit.
And you're probably already following Alex on Twitter, but if you're not, your name is ACL...
163.
Oh, but here's the thing, JC. He's got like 2.5 million Instagram followers, and at last check, you've only posted like 11 pictures.
Oh,
we're going to make that 12 today.
Oh, yeah. You got to post more.
2 million followers on Instagram, Alex.
Yeah, you can follow him on Instagram. What's your Instagram handle?
It's like Alex L, I think.
Alex L. Yeah. Very simple.
How do you get Alex L? I feel like somebody else would have gotten that already.
Like but he's not sure, so we need to check on that.
Oh, man.
I don't really know what's going on.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
If you missed it, we just talked to Alex from Target. We'll have the interview up at KidNation.com. He's going to join us at the Kids Kid send-off. But now, let's do a little trip a day. 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort. Alex wanted, because we let Alex from Target choose the caller number.
Yep.
Number 7. And that happens to be Anita Martinez. Shout out. Hey, Anita.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, Anita.
Anita, I've been told you have an interesting job. What do you do?
I am actually a distributor of human tissue that's used for transplant.
Well, that's very deep.
Yeah.
So you,
I know,
you
super
actually
exciting.
Transport
it
around?
Part of saving lives on a daily basis.
That's great. We just talk and say stupid stuff for a living. What you do is way more important.
So human tissue.
If I need a kidney or something, I call you up and see if you got any in stock.
I actually don't deal with organs. I just do
tissue.
With tendons, bones. Yeah, so if you need a hip replacement or...
So don't,
you can call us.
Don't borrow a cooler for the camping trip from you, right?
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
These are not the tissues I could blow my nose on, then, is what you're telling me.
No.
Okay.
No,
like I said, we say stupid stuff on the radio for a living.
All right, Anita, we want to give you a trip to Universal Orlando Resort, but first you got to play 6 seconds to Universal Orlando Resort. Do you know how to play?
Yes, I do. I listen to y'all every morning.
Yay.
Perfect. We're going to give you an audio clue of a celebrity, and then we'll give you 3 verbals, and then you tell us who it is within 6 seconds, okay?
Okay. All
right.
You
ready to play, Anita Martinez?
Yes, I am.
She sounds very calm.
I like the calmness. Well, somebody that carries around human tissue.
That's right. Yeah, nothing rattles her.
Always got to be calm.
She's a tissue dealer.
Let's play. Here is your audio clue.
So I was saying to Jennifer, my microphone wasn't switched on, and I fell off the stage. I was like, you're bad luck.
Okay. That's the next. Here you go. Here are your clues. Amethyst, Amelia Kelly, Fancy, Australian. Your 6 seconds start now.
Fancy. Oh, gosh. I don't know this one.
Oh, Anita.
Oh, Anita.
I needed you to win a trip.
Well,
it's okay, Anita.
I know.
Well, you go out and do good deeds today. You're a good person.
I will.
All right. 500 bonus points.
You too, Anita. I'm sorry.
I could tell she had it at the tip of her tongue, but she couldn't, couldn't get it out. And it happens sometimes.
All right.
Sometimes you forget.
Maybe the next one.
Let's go with Tennille Ray. Hey, Tennille.
Hi. Good morning.
How's Captain doing?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Oh, he's on the way to work.
All right. Well, I'm sure you heard Anita play the game, so you already have a little heads up.
I do.
Okay.
We're still going to do you the same thing we did for Anita. We're going to play you the celebrity voice and then give you three clues, and then you'll have 6 seconds to answer. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Come on, Tennille. I have faith.
Here's your audio clue.
So I was saying to Jennifer, my microphone wasn't switched on, and I fell off the stage. I was like, you're bad luck.
Your clues are Amethyst, Amelia Kelly, Fancy, Australian. Your 6 seconds start now.
Madonna.
Nope.
No.
Rita Ora.
Oh!
I can see with that accent she would assume Madonna.
Yeah, but I think Rita Ora is British, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe. It's okay, Tennille. It happens.
We didn't say what accent that was. You have to have an ear for that sort of thing, I guess.
But there was a verbal clue that we gave.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, Tennille. Have a great day, okay? Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
I liked her.
Oh, I forgot to give her bonus points.
Sorry, yeah.
Dang it.
We'll send them to her anyway.
Okay, good.
Kim Bruce, you're up. How you doing today?
Hi. I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Doing good.
Hopefully you can win this trip to Universal Orlando Resort, okay?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to do the audio clue again and your three verbal clues, and we'll get going real quick here. You ready to play, Kim?
Yes.
All right. Here is your audio clue.
So I was saying to Jennifer, my microphone wasn't switched on, and I fell off the stage. I was like, you're bad luck.
She was telling that to Jennifer, apparently.
Hmm.
Clues are Amethyst, Amelia Kelly, Fancy, Australian. Your 6 seconds start now.
Is it Iggy Azalea?
You're dang right.
Yeah!
Kim, congratulations.
There we go.
Yeah,
Kim,
so excited.
Tell us a little bit about you.
I am a mommy of a 16-month-old, actually 17-month-old. I'm almost 9 months pregnant. I can have a baby any day, and my husband and I could use a trip.
Yeah. You get that baby out, and then you get someone to watch the kids, and your husband, you go enjoy this trip to Universal Studios Florida. Also, we're going to give you tickets to Universal's Islands of Adventure and the Wet n' Wild Orlando Water Park, tickets to see the Blue Man Group. You and your husband can have like a little second honeymoon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like a baby moon, except you have the baby moon first, right? Anyway, you're going to stay at the Hard Rock Hotel for 3 nights, and we're going to get you there on Southwest Airlines.
Thanks, Southwest.
Yay.
Thank you all so much.
Kim, what are the chances you have the baby on the show right now?
Oh, my goodness. That would be crazy. I'm on my way to work.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
All right.
I don't
not today.
Want to hear that.
Hold it in there, okay? Kim, enjoy the trip.
All right, thank
you. You are saying
good advice, Jason.
17-month-old and a new baby.
Hold it in there.
All right, well, if you want to play and you can't get through on the phone lines, here's a little secret for you. You can play for another chance to win on KidNation.com. So did you know today's answer? We just played the game. Go enter that on KidNation.com. And everybody who gets it right is going to be entered for a chance to win a bonus trip to Universal Orlando Resort.
And now we need to announce another winner.
Oh, no.
We've been waiting 24 hours to find out who the champion will be in the Voice Factor Idol.
So after all the votes were tallied, we had over 41,500 votes.
Wow.
This is the biggest thing we've had anybody ever vote on.
Jeez, Al, how many shots did you buy?
A lot.
Yeah, you know, Al mentioned earlier on the show that he was politicking, trying to buy votes at the bar.
Yeah, why not, right?
It actually paid off.
All fair in love and war.
So coming in with 79% of the vote.
79%.
79%. Well, your winner of Voice Factor Idol.
That's a lot.
The champion with 79% of the vote is Jenna.
Yay!
Well done, Jenna.
Yay!
Well done.
I really thought it was going to be close. Hate online, so maybe that's why I was like,
well,
I'm just not going to read it.
People give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right.
I'd like to thank the Cincinnati Boys Choir, really, for getting me to where I am today.
You're a girl, though.
But that's where she was a
member
of the Boys Choir.
Yeah, but, I mean, whatever. That's where my voice was at the time, okay?
Right.
Al, do you have a loser speech?
Well, you know, I give credit to God. Mm. And I do want to say that I got my butt handed to me out there yesterday, yeah. You know, but I left it all on the field. You know, I got out there and gave it my best. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we prepared and we wrote the song. We put it together. We rehearsed it. We scratched it out. You know, we threw it up on the board.
You did.
And I have so lost interest in this speech.
Right. Go ahead and say, you know, good job. Much respect. And we'll try it again
the
next week.
The music's louder than that.
Yeah, we're just getting played off.
Thank you. Thinking about and my kids. And,
he's still talking.
Yeah. Special thanks to Lil Jon Deere. Lil Jon Deere was
he's still talking. We'll check in with Al and his speech when we get back.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
On with the show.
On with the show. And in case you haven't seen Anna Faris on CBS's Mom, which, by the way, my question would be, why it's hilarious, this clip is essentially what the show is about.
Hi, I'm Christy, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Christy.
Some mothers teach their daughters how to bake. Mine taught me how to beat a cavity search and still feel like a lady.
Aren't you a little old to be blaming all your problems on your mother?
Hi, Mom.
Mom is currently in its second season. You can watch it Thursdays at 7:30 Central on CBS. And joining us to talk about that awesome show, Anna Faris herself. Hi, Anna.
Hey, good morning.
Oh, yay, Anna. The timing could not be more perfect to have you on, first of all.
Oh, no. Why? What happened?
Well, yesterday I had a bit of a meltdown. When I woke up yesterday morning, I don't know if you're like me. Is the first thing you do check social media when you roll over in bed and your alarm goes off, you turn on the phone?
I wish I didn't, but sort of. Yeah.
Okay. Why not?
It's okay.
The first thing that popped up on my social media feed was not that Chris Pratt had been named the sexiest man alive. I was furious. And everybody, I went off yesterday and people were accusing me of doing that to suck up to you. And I was like, I forgot, you know.
I love you.
Now, I'm serious, Anna.
Anna likes Chris Pratt because she happens to be married to him.
Yes.
She likes him.
Yes.
Your husband was robbed.
That is so sweet. I feel the same way. Although I did feel like, there, you know, the wifey part of me is a little bit relieved. Like, okay, you know, what could happen if I'm married to the sexiest
right.
guy?
You don't like what it could do to his ego.
Maybe.
We cut down on the wait time at restaurants, though. Got the sexiest man alive. I'd go ahead and make the reservation under that name. Name, please. Sexiest man alive.
Anna,
three of two.
Anna, how has your husband been handling that news?
You know, he's so funny. He's been like, you know, this has been such a crazy year for him, and I'm so proud of him. But he takes it all in stride, which is all he wants to do is, you know, play with his son and get his gun and go, like, hunting, basically.
Right. Squirrels is his hunting of choice.
That hurts my feelings that your husband hunts for squirrels, Anna.
Yeah, yes. We've had our share of squirrel at this household. It's disgusting.
Has he introduced you to a whole new life of game meat?
Yeah, well, you know, my brother is a big hunter, so they're really close, and they hunt a lot. But it has definitely, he has a philosophy, you know, anything he kills, he has to eat.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's not quite as beneficial as you might think.
Yeah. Well, your husband, Anna, had a very nice year, and you did as well because you won an Emmy for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series for your role in Mom.
No,
Allison Jenny did. I'm sorry.
No. I'm so proud of her. It's her sixth Emmy, and I'm just so lucky that I get to work with such a brilliant person. And also, she's hysterical and wonderful, and I'm proud to call her, you know, my best friend. And you know, as you know, it doesn't always happen that your coworker is so fantastic. So I'm just feeling really fortunate, and we're hosting the People's Choice Awards this year, yeah. Allison and I are, and so prepare yourself for disaster.
No, don't say that. See, now this is a lot of pressure on you, though, Anna, because this is the People's Choice Awards, mm-hmm. she's talking about. That's not until January 7th. I'm sure you're already working on it.
Are you?
No.
Okay. Well, maybe you need to start. But there's a lot of pressure on you, especially after that great team of Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Now they're expecting a lot for women to get up there as a team and entertain us as hosts. That's a lot of pressure on you.
I know. I hope that we, I think as long as we sort of, I know it sounds a little bit lame, but I truly kind of believe as long as we're having a really good time, hopefully that will translate to the audience and they'll have a good time. And, you know, I think we sort of have to own our, we're going to mess up and we probably just have to just sort of laugh, try to laugh through it. It's a big honor for us, and it's great for the show, and I think it's a great show of support. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, and the show is doing really well.
Yeah.
We're just checking the ratings. Mom is killing it for CBS.
I can't believe it. It's the best. I know you guys probably get a lot of actors on your show that go on and on about like whatever how amazing stuff is, but it truly is the best job I've had, and I feel really passionate. About it. So anyway, I'm thrilled that the people are enjoying it and responding to it.
I think it was last week I was watching and you lost your rent money because you had to you got a gambling tip, and I had to leave.
Yeah.
Did you get your rent money back?
No, we get kicked out. No, we get evicted.
That's not
we
funny.
We run out of the house in the middle of the night, and my favorite line from that episode was, "I say my mom's coming down on me because." I gambled away the rent money.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, you have a gambling addiction. And I say, gambling's not a problem when you win.
right.
That is so true.
It's so true.
You don't have a gambling addiction when you win. They call you a professional.
That's right. That is actually right.
I watched that episode, Kelly, and I never even gambled. But that following week, I actually gambled on a football game.
So it influenced you.
Right. Oh, no.
And I won.
We're not doing our job then.
You have so much power, Anna. You didn't even know it. Influence.
I like the picture where you do your interviews from. Do you do your interviews right now? Are you talking to us in your house? Or do you have to go somewhere else?
I am. I'm in the house. I'm downstairs. I'm on a couch with a big cup of coffee. And my baby and Chris are sound asleep.
Mommy has to work.
Where is your pug? I mean, your baby's important and all, but as a fellow pug lover, I've always felt a connection with you because I'm a crazy pug person. Is your pug chilling with you at all times?
He is. He's right here. He's right here beside me.
What's your pug's name?
Bonzo.
He is
so overweight.
That's Jenna's problem.
Okay, shout out for that. Mine is as well.
Baby, I think right. You're like, it's like you throw a kid into the mix, and it's like, forget it. But like any dog that was prone to being heavy,
give him a treat.
Pugs are great vacuum cleaners, though.
Anna, does it make you mad that your husband and your baby get to sleep while you're working?
They're gonna pay. They're gonna pay later.
Do you want to wake them up right now, screaming in the room?
Yeah, I'm gonna go shove my husband over at the bed.
He's probably sleeping off that bottle he drank last night because he's so upset about not being the sexiest man alive.
Well, I know you have a busy day today. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you watch your TV show, Mom, on CBS Thursdays.
It's really funny.
7:30 Central. It's in its second season. It's doing so well.
Yeah, support comedies because, I mean, we need good quality sitcoms on TV.
Thank you, guys.
More reality.
So
more Anna Faris.
That's right.
What we want. Well, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us. Anna Faris,
thank
everybody.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you,
Anna. Yay.
She's so nice.
She is so nice.
Yeah.
I like her so much.
Yeah, I
was watching Top Chef one night, and she and her husband were there, and she was pregnant at the time. She just loves those kind of foodie shows. Mm. She's just a normal person.
Yeah, she seemed to be.
You forget celebrities are normal people sometimes.
If she didn't have a kid, I guarantee you she would have gone in there screaming and waking up Chris.
Yeah.
Kids always ruin the fun sometimes.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It might only be Thursday, but I'm feeling pretty hungry for some movie talk, everybody.
Alrighty.
I'm feeling very hungry for some movie talk.
Well, the odds are in your favor.
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, I think so. Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com is here to serve us our dish of movie talk.
Okay.
Give me your poor, you're hungry, you're tired, and I will feed you when you are starving and give you movie news.
Yeah. Hey, Gray Drake.
Hello, how's it going, you guys? There's one movie out this week because no one wanted to compete with it.
Exactly. Good call, everybody else.
Yeah.
So I've been waiting the entire year to see the new Hunger Games movie. This is Mockingjay Part 1. So this movie has, like, a longer title than a Tyler Perry movie.
That's not right.
So this movie is the first in a two-parter wrapping up the books. One of the most highly anticipated movies of the year with a gajillion tickets already sold. So if you don't have yours, you may have to wait past opening weekend to see it. Can you believe that?
No way.
Yeah, it's a big seller. And here's what I have to say about it.
Okay.
This is the only movie series I can think of that is way better than the books.
Hmm.
So you've read the books, and you think the movie outdoes the book.
They do, and this one is no exception. It is really wonderful. And if you thought the first two movies about kids killing kids in a battle to the death was dark,
Then
wait till you see this film.
Really?
So what's the premise of this one, Gray? Because I saw the first two, and I didn't read the books. I liked the first one more than the second one. So what is this one about, and did you like it better than the first two?
Now that the Hunger Games are over, Katniss has been sheltered away in a new district. And this is the one that everybody thought was completely destroyed. And guess what? It isn't. It houses the rebellion. And these are the people who are slowly cranking up the resistance against President Snow in the Capitol, who are really feeding the fires of the revolution. So now they have Katniss, and they want her to be the face of their movement because everybody loves her so much and everybody, you know, is so willing to follow her wherever she seems to go. And this movie is a build-up movie. You know how, like, The Matrix 2 was completely pointless?
Yes. Yeah. Not necessary,
right?
Yes.
This movie is slightly similar to that, only because it is just the build-up to the next film, which is going to be so intense, our brains are going to blow out of our heads because it's just going to be crazy. Now, having said that, the difference between those two movies is that The Matrix 2 really sucked, and this movie is really good. They do a lot with a little, because, again, it's just sort of a lot of people talking about their feelings, and it's a lot of, like, war games and PETA. Katniss's partner in the games has been taken by the Capitol, and they're using him against her, like, to psych her out, and it's all kind of psychological stuff in this one, but even though there's not a ton of action, the stuff that they do is really spectacular. So they managed to do it again. The movie's good. Go see it.
Yeah, 'cause she thought PETA was dead, right?
Yeah, she thought he was gone, and you know, and you can see in the trailers that he's definitely not.
No.
And it's
unless he's
it's
a hologram.
Pretty...
He could be a hologram, JC.
Kelly, he could be a hologram.
Is Tupac in this movie, too?
No, Tupac's not in the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. But
although, if you need somebody to lead your resistance, it's Tupac.
Yeah. And PETA is dressed like he's going to the P. Diddy white party.
So there you go. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a long conversation about his pokey bow tie. He has a really weird bow tie that was very uncomfortable. So the costumes are great, but it's not a lot of fancy Capitol stuff in this one. It's District 13, which takes place essentially in an underground bunker, and the explosions that they have are very explosive, and mostly it's just a lot of Jennifer Lawrence figuring out that she wants to lead a revolution against Donald Sutherland, and is good.
Is the Rotten Tomatoes .com community feeling it?
They are feeling it. It is currently fresh, although it is not the highest rated of the three. And I can see why, because, again, this feels like a little bit of a cash grab. They probably could have made this just one final film, but these movies are so popular, there's no way that they would want to do that if they didn't have to.
Exactly.
And how was Philip Seymour Hoffman? Because this was one of his last films.
It is the last time that we're going to see him on screen in a big film, and he's magnificent. His character actually takes a really interesting turn in this film because everybody that saw the last one, you think he's one person, you think you got his number, and then you realize, you know, you might not, actually. And in this film, he sticks around and shows you who his character really is, and Philip Seymour Hoffman was one of the greatest actors for that kind of internal change and struggle and, like, a really interesting reveal. He's phenomenal, and this movie made me miss him even more.
Yeah,
actually.
That's a shame.
So if you can't get a ticket to go see Hunger Games this weekend, should you go see Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
Yes, on the complete opposite end of the spectrum. You should definitely see that, and you should entertain yourself with fart jokes.
There you go.
Until you can get into Mockingjay Part 1. But, yeah, you're going to love it. It's great. It's not as great as the others, in my opinion, but we have plenty of critics who are saying it's the best one of the series. So.
Well, they don't matter. We want your opinion.
Yep. Well, you got it. And you know what? In a battle to the death, I would definitely kill those other critics.
Right. There you go.
Yay.
It's funny you brought up Dumb and Dumber, Al. Mock. Yeah. Ing.
Yeah.
Jay.
Part one.
Well, no, great. Next weekend's a big Thanksgiving weekend. What do we have to look forward to for the holidays? What are you going to review for us next weekend?
There, you know, the one I'm really excited about is Horrible Bosses 2. Because
okay.
I love me some Jennifer Aniston being naughty in an R-rated movie.
Yeah, I'm feeling Perfect. This one. I'm feeling All this right. one. We'll talk to you next week. Gray Drake, thank you so much for joining us.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
All righty.
Thank you.
Bye, Gray.
Bye.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.